As we told you earlier, Barbados is having talks with the International Monetary Fund this week on how this country is going to readjust its debt in light of the blows inflicted by COVID-19. Another concern, though, is what has happened to the reforms within the statutory corporations. These are reforms that we were committed to under the BERT program. It's a question we put to Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn.
Well, the reforms of the state-owned enterprises will continue. Now, obviously, in this environment, we have had to pause. We've had to, having been focused on the impact of COVID, we have been, for example, we've had a number of technical missions gone through. And one of the things, and I should raise it with you, is you would recall there was a commitment as one of the structural benchmarks to resolve public sector pensions, obviously by June of this year. Now, that's not going to be feasible in the current context, given what all of that we've gone through. So these are our structural benchmarks that we have committed to. The issue now is pace of execution. And to the extent that the market can bear, given what we have lost, obviously there's a re-examination of what that would look like in the context for just pure reality. And whether it is divestment, privatization, or whatever reforms that may entail within the context of the SOEs, we continue to manage the financial relationships very, 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 very closely. Because just to be absolutely blunt, when we went into this process, there was no support to the airport. There was no, you know what we did in terms of the introduction to GSC to deal with SSA. We've put in place the health services contribution to help finance healthcare to the QEH. But all of this has been impacted by COVID, because obviously if less persons employed, it means less health service contribution. It means government has to give more direct response support to the hospital proper. And you're not even talking about the actual management of COVID. So from the airport to the QEH to SSA, because as you recognize with...
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn, on Sagicor's Early Business.
The way the economy is, the reforms that we had introduced themselves, you had the airport levy, which was financing BTMI. So we put a number of reforms in place to respond to SOEs. But because of COVID, the impact has been so widespread that there's very little income at the airport. So we had to do some innovative things in terms of the debt that the airport held with us in order to allow them to get through. BTMI obviously is not getting any revenues because of the drop in tourists coming in, which we introduced the airport development levy. The reduction to SSA, as well as Water Authority, because obviously as people have gone through this pandemic, a lot of the hotels have been closed. You know that the GSC was predicated on the use of water and a whole set of things which was coming from that sector. So the reforms themselves have been monitored, not necessarily adjusted, but the government has had to support a number of state-owned enterprises. So what it will continue to happen in that space is that we will have to monitor very carefully the rate of execution of any further reforms. But genuinely speaking, we have seen better financial management, even in this environment, but government has had to respond to the request of a number of state-owned enterprises, which we thought the reforms that we had put in place, and we did, were starting to bear fruit. But obviously, because of COVID, complete reversal, and therefore even some of that has had to be responded to. So the SOE situation is not straightforward by any stretch of the imagination. But the reforms will continue.